A quick review of recent headlines brings to mind a very famous old movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. First, The Good. You know how outspoken and blunt I am in my criticism of the Zionist Israelis' occupation of Palestine and their continuing to build illegal settlements using US-provided fighter jets to drop bombs in civilian Palestinian neighborhoods, killing people without trials, and manipulating US foreign policy through a very powerful Israeli lobby in the USA, while Israel actually spies on our nation. Sadly, many critics of Israel and the foolish way in which American politicians sell out our interests as Americans to keep the Israeli lobby happy are afraid to speak up because criticism of Israel is always a sure way to be accused of anti-Semitism. So, some of those who give the knee-jerk reaction of anti-Semitism to any criticism of Israel, this will come as a surprise. My award for the good goes to Adam Zuckerman, the 18-year-old Jewish high school student from Portland, Maine, who was written about in the New York Times. This young man has worked to raise $6,000 in support of a coalition to help protect the Muslim victims in Sudan's Darfur region who are basically facing a kind of genocide at the hands of marauding Arab tribesmen. Not only has Adam gone above and beyond what one would expect a Jewish American to do for a Muslim cause, he has gone above and beyond what many Muslims in America and abroad have done for this cause. His having the support of some Jewish rabbis and adults is also something to celebrate. So, good work, Adam. God bless you. The award for the bad goes to George Bush for his terrible handling of the war on terrorism. According to a news item reported in the New York Times in detail and mentioned in other places and on my blog at www.imran.com, for months, George Bush was so busy congratulating himself on mission accomplished before things had even started getting really bad in Iraq, he lost sight of Afghanistan. Afghanistan is where we were supposed to be fighting the terrorists who attacked America on September 11, and we were supposed to be searching for bin Laden. Things have gone from bad to worse to so bad that the Taliban are actually resurgent. They are not only not on the defensive anymore, they are actually on the offensive. They are actually marching about freely, assassinating people at will, and celebrating in advance of a US withdrawal from there very soon. My award this week for the ugly would definitely go to that guy, John Allen, who also calls himself John Allen Muhammad. He is that evil piece of human filth who had gone on a shooting spree as the Washington, D.C. area sniper with a teenaged accomplice. Showing how unbelievably slow and pathetic our system of justice can be, these guys are still selecting jurors for his trial. I cannot believe it. For 4 years, this man and his accomplice are sitting alive, well-fed, and sheltered at our taxpayer expense, despite the clear-cut case of them being guilty of evil, deliberate killings of innocent human beings just for fun. Now, just like that other moron terrorist, Zacharias Mousavi, this John Allen Muhammad guy wants to represent himself in court. He is complaining about jurors being biased against him. Wow, he is alive and was not ripped to shreds the moment he was arrested? Was not fed to dogs and pigs as I would have recommended without another circus of a trial? And he is complaining about bias. Unbelievable and ugly. What do you think? Send me your comments and opinions at www.imran.com or send me an email at imran@imran.com. imran.com